Our current rate of energy use cannot go on forever. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ben McCall, professor of sustainability at the University of Dayton, looks for solutions.
To individual humans, the Earth seems inconceivably large and chock full of resources. However, Earth's resources are finite, and human demand is beginning to strain the supply. We call these planetary limits to the scale of the human endeavor, which define the boundaries on our planet's ability to provide resources. I am part of a research team who founded the Planetary Limits Academic Network. We recently published an analysis of the impact of limits on human systems, finding that at humanity's current rate of energy growth, the Earth's surface would reach the boiling point of water in 400 years, a clear example of exceeding these planetary limits. While we often think of climate change and resource depletion as technological problems, these are merely symptoms of a larger predicament. Our ever-increasing use of energy and other resources, driven by our expectations for growth and the expectations of our economic system. But even the founders of economics recognized that Earth's resources are finite and that growth is but a transient phase. Think of it this way. Early flying machines invariably crashed, despite an exhilarating brief flight, because they were simply not built according to the principles of sustainable flight. Likewise, our economic system is not built on principles for sustainable operation. We are all a product of our times, where new, shiny, better, and more seem normal, but that's only a reflection of the abnormal period of the last century or so, as we spend down our earthly inheritance. Only by budgeting to live within planetary limits can human society enjoy a long and fulfilling future. We really cannot expect a Jetsons-like future of flying cars, but through intentional planning, we can hope to do better than a future that looks more like the Flintstones.
That was Ben McCall of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.